Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley and our next guest, Jesse Wortley Adler. And we want to talk a little bit about a lot of impressive things going on with young people in mid-Michigan, specifically Grand River Connection, and what's coming up there. You got a meeting coming up, right?
Yeah, we do. We have one tomorrow night, in fact.
Okay. Tell us about that.
We are going to be at Rizzi Designs, and they are kind of an all-service marketing, advertising, consultancy, media relations, whatever.
Rizzi Designs. How do you spell that?
R-I-Z-Z-I.
Rizzi.
Rizzi Designs.
Rizzi Designs, okay.
And they're located in what they have dubbed the Old Town Manor, which is the old, I believe it was the president's house for the school for the blind up in, you know, north in Old Town area.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And so that's where they're located. And so we're going to get in their building and, you know, check it out and see what they have going on up there. They've renovated it, and it's supposed to be really cool.
How many people involved with Grand River Connection?
We usually have around 150 people attend our monthly events,
okay.
And we have a mailing list of close to 2,000 people. So, you know, of those 150, you know, a lot of them are repeats, but we get a lot of new people every month. A lot of, you know, revolving members as, you know, scheduling arises and they're available to come. And, you know, we have a pretty active board of directors that helps run and take care of everything. So it's a pretty good deal. We also have special events throughout, you know, the month when we are between events, such as professional breakfast series or we just did a group on that new pontoon boat that the Grand Fish is running.
Mm-hmm.
We just took a group down on that, and there's another one coming up in a couple weeks. It's just a special event for, you know, to hang out in the evening and take a tour of the river.
Can you paraphrase the mission statement in 100 words or less of the group? What you try to do?
It's to bring young professionals together and network and socialize and have a lot of fun. I think that's less than 100.
You did. You got it in about 50. That's very good. About 50 words. That's pretty good. But there are a lot of other things going on with young people in Lansing. You talked about the Lansing Breakfast Club. What's that?
The Lansing Breakfast Club is a group that meets on every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. at a different location every Wednesday. And it's usually announced via Twitter and sometimes Facebook where it's going to be. And it's for anybody to come. It's sort of started out as a young professionals thing, but it's grown to encompass pretty much anybody that wants to show up. There's a core group that comes every week, but we try to drag new people in. At 7 a.m. is kind of hard for some people, but it allows you to get in, get breakfast, and get to work at a reasonable time.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been to all the different Coney Island places. We've been to Flapjack Shack and
this is a mobile meeting. You're moving around all the time.
Yeah, we move around every Wednesday. It's to a different location to check out all the different breakfast hot spots in town. And then,
so that's every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday morning.
But then the Grand River Connection meeting is monthly.
That is the fourth Tuesday.
The fourth Tuesday of them. So, okay, the fourth Tuesday of every month.
That's the fourth Tuesday. Breakfast Club is every Wednesday. And Lansing Happy Hour Club is every Monday.
All right. And Lansing Happy Hour Club is where?
That is also at a different venue every Monday. That's for the people that don't enjoy breakfast, getting up and going at 7 a.m. That's for the late risers.
Okay.
So
wherever Jesse is, people are happy. That's why they call it the Happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Is that what it is? Okay. Tell me about the Derby Vixens.
I'm not in the Derby Vixens, but I'm too little to be in the Derby Vixens.
No,
otherwise,
you could do it. You could do it. You're a roller skater, right?
That, but yes, I roller skate and I'm pretty scrappy, but they keep telling me I'm too little. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to check it out and convince them that they're wrong. But
can't hit what you can't catch, you know. You could just be too quick for them.
But it's a lot of fun. They just had a scrimmage last Thursday, actually, against, I believe it was Jackson, the group in Jackson.
All right.
And
how many teams are in the roller derby? Seems to be the rage again. It comes and goes.
It does. There's two here in Lansing, and then there's quite a few around the state. Jackson has one, I believe. Bay City has one. The Detroit area has at least one that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And you
do
know,
you have a bank track? Is it banked or is it flat?
They just skate it at
so
Edrew.
It's a flat. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's flat.
And so they at least here, the one here in Lansing. I haven't traveled. I haven't been to any of their scrimmages elsewhere, so I don't know.
Okay.
They skate here at Edru, and then also I think they practice at the West Side Y, in the big open floor plan there.
Okay. We're going to do a big piece on this Sport Magazine, in fact, because we've had a lot of people who have been involved with it. A couple of them have gotten hurt. But
yeah, including one of the refs.
Yeah, now how did that happen?
He was roughing a game, and a couple of the girls fell down and got tangled up, and he went down too. And it's all part of the sport. If there's a
couple got tangled up with a couple of girls, he probably just stayed down there for a while.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a couple broken arms, broken fingers, you know, broken ankles. It's definitely a rough sport, that's for sure. It's a lot of fun, but definitely rough.
But this isn't like you find a professional wrestling, and the way roller derby used to be was all staged. It was scripted. This isn't scripted. This is a real deal.
It's not your movie. This is actual.
I mean, there used to be you knew who won before the match was. This isn't like that.
They're pretty hardcore.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know if you decide to get involved and make your debut. I'll come to your first match.
Good to know.
All right. We have Jesse with us once a month, and we might wind up moving your time slot a little bit coming up. And we also want to plug the location. Give us the location one more time.
Grand River Connection is tomorrow night at Rizzi Designs, and you can check us out at www.grandriverconnection.com for all the information on directions and parking and time and all that jazz.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by, Jess.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. We will be back with much, much more Hour 2 coming up on Ebling and You. We'll be right back after your local news here on 1320 WILS.